Will my success uplift others?
Abraham, my freedom has always been what was most important to me, so I've never been willing to give much of it up for money. I always said that I had very little interest in money because I wasn't willing to give up my freedom for it. But then, over time, that leaving no footprints in the sand feeling made me question if there wasn't really something more to life than just having fun. So, shortly after that awareness, I found the book Think and Grow Rich. And even though the idea of thinking or of growing rich was something that I would have denied having any interest in, the book got my attention, and I felt a strong draw toward it. I picked it up, and the hair actually stood up on my body as if I'd found something that would have some major meaning in my life. The book said, "Make a decision about what you want." It was a seemingly simple statement, but I felt the power of it in a strange and new way. So, for the first time in my life, I consciously started making decisions about what I wanted and writing them down. I want to be self-employed. I want a business of my own. I want no place of business. I don't want my foot nailed to the floor. I want no employees. I don't want that kind of responsibility. What I want is freedom. I wanted to be able to control my income. I wanted to be mobile so I could travel or be anywhere that I wanted to be. I wanted my work to be something where every life I touched, I elevated in some way or just let people be where they were, but that no one would ever be diminished as a result of knowing me. People used to laugh when I'd tell them that. They'd say, "Oh, Jerry, you're such a dreamer. There's no such thing as that." And I said, "Well, there has to be." Emerson had said, "You wouldn't have the desire if you didn't have the ability to achieve it." And I believed that. And so I really expected somewhere along the line opportunities to show up. And so within about 30 days of my clarifying what I wanted, I met a man who showed me a business that I could take to California and start, and that answered everything I was asking for. And so for the next years of my life, that business really took hold. And again, it fulfilled the essence of everything that I'd written down that I wanted.